Words of the Queen. It is an act of justice due to the eternal God that the creature coming to the use of reason direct its very first movement toward God. By knowing it should begin to love him, reverence him, and adore him as its creator and only true Lord. The parents are naturally bound to instruct their children from their infancy in this knowledge of God and to direct them with solicitous care, so that they may at once see their ultimate end and seek it in their first acts of the intellect and will. They should with great watchfulness withdraw them from the childishness and puerile trickishness to which depraved nature will incline them, if left without direction. If the fathers and mothers would be solicitous to prevent these vanities and perverted habits of their children, and would instruct them from their infancy in the knowledge of their God and Creator, then they would afterwards easily accustom them to know and adore him. My holy mother, who knew not of my wisdom and real condition, was most solicitly beforehand in this matter. For when she bore me in her womb, she adored in my name the Creator, and offered worship and thanks for his having created me, beseeching him to defend me and bring me forth to the light of day from the condition in which I then was. So also parents should pray with fervor to God, that the souls of their children, through his providence, may obtain baptism and be freed from the servitude of original sin. And if the rational creature has not known and adored the Creator from the first dawn of reason, it should do this as soon as it obtains knowledge of the essential God by the light of faith. From that very moment, the soul must exert itself never to lose him from her sight, always fearing him, loving him, and reverencing him.